Meditation of peace. This meditation reaches the culmination of our spiritual venture. It comes with so much glory that all grows still. Noise, mental analysis, desire, struggle, everything ceases, and a great all-pervading spiritual influence enfolds us in its benign atmosphere. Peace is its name, sacred and potent. In peace there is an end to all misery. Bhagavad Gita. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Jesus the Christ. A serene and silent power is born in the soul of man in the depth of meditation. It is no longer a question of speculation. The dream of great ideals has now become a profound realization. Here we see the fulfillment of the promise of all philosophies and religions. If you see a man unterrified in the midst of dangers, untouched by desires, happy in adversity, peaceful amid the storm, will you not say a divine power has descended upon that man? Yes, a divine power has descended here to such a degree that nothing of the external can unsettle his mind and disturb his rhythm. Peace is truly the unbroken rhythm of life, the realization of beauty without blemish. What blessing a peaceful heart brings into this world of storm and stress. Someday I hope and pray this restless world will find its peace. Then, and then alone, it will realize its fulfillment. The way to attain it, however, is not to run hither and thither in our anguish to find it in outer things, but to learn to go within, so deep down that nothing of the outer may reach us and unsettle our mind. Let us find this place of peace, the island of spiritual fortification, the cave of our heart. Now I sit with thee in unbroken peace. In rain, storm or wind, no more I fear. For where thou art, there is absolute safety. When the results of meditations are felt within our heart, and wisdom dawns like the rising sun, then we realize without doubt the great utterance of the Upanishads, that self is immortal, that is the boundary, so that these worlds may not be confounded. Day and night do not pass that, nor old age, death and grief, neither good nor evil deeds. All evil doers turn back from it. for the world of the Absolute is free from all evil. Therefore, he who has attained this, if blind, ceases to be blind. If wounded, ceases to be wounded. If afflicted, ceases to be afflicted. Here the night becomes day, for the world of the Absolute is lighted up once for all. In thy unfathomed glory, the atom of my life is magnified. In this unfolded vision, my soul is expanded. And knowing how my finite life is contained in thine infinite majesty, my soul is at peace. Let us be filled with the Spirit of the Infinite even now. Love, peace, joy, and tranquility to all.